Zakt the Heilige Mishnah Vayitra Masech Tzchala Perik Beis Mishnah Ches. Rabbi Eliezer, Oim Rabbi Eliezer says, Niteles min ha-tohar al ha-tomeh. I have dough that's tomeh. But I have some dough that's tar. I can separate chala from the tar dough for the tomeh dough. Why would I think I can't? Because the chala that you're separating on behalf of dough, they have to be close together. That's the rule. The challah and what you're fixing with this challah, what you're being masakin, they have to be close to each other. And if one is tame and the other is tar, he's not going to want to keep it too close to each other because he's scared that the tar, the gadol, will become tame. So Rabbi Eliezer is teaching us a chiddush that I'm not worried for that, and you could take min ha-tohar al ha-tame. But I have to make sure they're not only close to each other, but that they're touching. Touching? What do you mean touching? Then it's going to be metame of the dough. Have a way for the doughs to touch, and the dough does not become tame. Ketzad, how can you do this? Suppose I have isa tahor of isa tame. I have a tar dough and a tame dough. And I want to take some of the tar dough and say it's challah for both doughs. Here's what I do. Noitel kedei challah, I take a portion of dough that's large enough to be challah for both doughs. Whether the shear is a 24th or a 48th, that depends if I'm making it for myself or selling it, but whatever the shear is, I'm taking a shear that is large enough for both doughs. In other words, it's a 24th or a 48th of both doughs. And I take this shear, me'isa shalehur mechalasa, from the tahar dika dough, that no challah was separated from it yet, the noisin pachis mekabeya be'emtza. I'm going to take a different piece of tahar dika dough. I'm going to be careful that it's smaller than an egg. And I'm going to put this as like a bridge piece between the two doughs. The noisein pachas mekabei. I'm going to take a different piece of tar de gado, which is less than an egg, less than the volume of an egg, be'emtza, and it's going to be in the middle between the tamed de gado and the tar de gado. Why less than an egg? Because in the halachis of tumah v'tahara, in order for food to be metama other food, it has to be at least the size of an egg. So let's call this bridge dough, this piece that's in between the tamid de gado and the tar de gado. If this bridge dough is less than an egg, it may receive tumah from the tamid de gado, but it won't be metama the tar de gado, because it's less than an egg. And the reason I want you to do this is kedei sheyitol min hamukif. What does the word mukif mean? Practically it means I need them to be close to each other, like in the same circle, so to speak, hakafais. So that when you're being mafresh challah, you're taking it from something that is close to the dough that you're fixing, that you're taking the challah for. And because I have this, what we call bridge dough in between, the connecting dough, the middle link, so I know that the tamid de gado and the tar de gado are touching the middle one, and they can't be too far apart, obviously. The Chachamim say, no. I don't want you to separate Tahar dough to fix Tamid de Gadol. Even with this piece of dough in between, the middle link, right. People of Mice are going to be scared that somehow these two doughs are going to touch each other directly, and they're not going to take chances with this middle link bridge dough. So what do I do according to the Chachamim if I have a Tamid de Gadol and a Tahar de Gadol? And the answer is, take challah from the Tahar de Gadol, then take challah from the Tamid de Gadol separately. Of course, the challah from the tamid de gado is going to have to be burnt. But they're scared to allow us to use Rabbi Eliezer's Eitzah. Okay, so chazing over our Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer says, this is Perik Aleph Mishnah Ches, you could separate challah from the tar de gado and the tamid de gado, and the way to do it is I have my tar de gado and my tamid de gado. I could take one shear of challah, which is the shear for both those together, in other words, a 24th or a 48th in both those together. After all, I didn't take of challah from any of these two doughs yet. So I'm combining them. The concern is they're not going to be close to each other. I'm going to make sure they're even touching. And the way I'm going to do that, how could I make sure they're touching and it doesn't become tameh? I'm going to take another piece of dough, which is less than a kebeya. It's going to be my middle link bridge dough. This middle dough is going to touch the tar de gado and the tamid de gado. And it won't be metama the tar de gado because it's less than a beya. But the Chachamim say, no, I'm scared. I don't want you to take from Tar and Tame. People are not going to do this. They're going to keep them far apart. They're going to be scared that the Tar de Gadol will become Tame. And in order to be Mafresh Chalav from one dough on the other, they have to be close to each other. And the Chachamim say, We know how people think. This is not going to work. Now let me ask you, Stamas, I have two doughs that are tar, and I want to take from one of the others. So they have to be close to each other. They have to mamish touch each other? I mean, there I wouldn't need a bridge if they're both tar. And the answer is no. They just have to be near each other. So how come here with the Tamar de Gadot and the Tar de Gadot, I have to figure out this whole plan that they're actually touching through the middle dough? And the answer is because I'm worried you're going to separate it. Therefore, says Rabbi Eliezer, I need some connection over here. And Rabbi Eliezer is teaching us how to do it without being the Tamar de Gadot. But Stamazah, you don't have to have them mamish touch each other.